It's Central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. When the housing bubble burst, families who lost their homes weren't the only victims. A number of pets were deserted by their owners, and they needed rescuing. In recent years, the business of rescuing pets in the United States has become a growing trend. The U.S. has seen a shift over the last few decades, with pet adoption increasing while euthanizing pets decreases. Rescuing pets is the focus of this week's business segment with contributor Rebecca Harris, who is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Good day, Rebecca.
Nice to see you, Paul.
Certainly, this is heartwarming.
Yes, it is.
But what specifically are we talking about when we discuss rescuing pets?
Well, Paul, this is really interesting, but in many ways, the new pet trend now is to rescue a pet. Dog Life magazine sees the rescue dog trend as sort of part of this greater trend toward philanthropy and social causes. So when people say, my animal is a rescue, here's really what they mean. If you remember years ago when people rescued a dog, it really meant like from the street, there were cars in the street, they'd find dogs that were in the country dropped off. And that's how people used to get their dogs. Or maybe a neighbor had a litter of pups, and this was before spay and neutering was so common. And so people became known in the urban areas as dog catchers and the pounds. You remember those words. And they became very common to keep strays off the streets. And many of these dogs who went into these pounds really never came out. So that has changed in many ways. And what we're going to be seeing and talking about is now more compassionate people have really come forward to better the lives of these unwanted animals. And so the Humane Society was formed. The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals has gained national attention. And rescuing has really become the mainstream. The word pounds has been replaced by animal shelters. Humane societies now exist. Animal control, which you might remember from the good old days, is now field services. And it's all in an attempt to really soften the enforcement aspects and to show a more compassionate side of really being able to help the public with their pets. I remember my first dog as a child was a wonderful rescue, or we used to call them mutts, named Kiki, which my dad found on an abandoned street in St. Louis, Missouri. So that's where that stands, and that's the history.
So, of course, we need to look at the numbers. So what about those, Rebecca?
Every year in the United States, an estimated 6 to 8 million lost, abandoned, or unwanted dogs and cats enter animal shelters. And luckily, many of these are adopted, which is great. But unfortunately, we still have 3 to 4 million cats and dogs, many of them healthy and young and adoptable, which are being euthanized in animal shelters every year. So the number of animals from 1970 to 2010, the number of dogs and cats in homes has increased from 67 million, Paul, to an estimated 164 million.
Wow.
It's a tremendous increase. And we've done stories on the business of pets. And so we know that pets are really big and people care and love their animals. But the good news is the number of dogs and cats euthanized in shelters has decreased from closer to 20 million in 1970 to now 3 to 4 million. So we're definitely on the right track, but there are a number of rescue animals out there and available. So.
And where do the shelters fit into this business model?
Right. So there are about 3,500 animal shelters in the United States. We talked about 6 to 8 million is the number of cats and dogs entering these shelters every year. The number of purebred dogs in shelters is about 25% of this number. And 3 to 4 million is the number of cats and dogs that are actually adopted, which is great. So, but one of the numbers that I look at is the 30% of pets in homes. So in regular homes, you're only seeing 30% of these pets coming from shelters. The rest are coming from breeders, puppy mills, free from friends, and everything else. And the reason that there are so many unwanted dogs and cats is people fail to neuter or spay their dogs and cats. So when they're reproducing, we're getting way too many animals. People are still buying from breeders or pet stores instead of adopting homeless ones. And one of the saddest thing is that people acquire these great companion dogs without considering lifetime commitments. So if a pet gets too sick or it's too much work, they'll give them up. So it's really important that we look at making sure that we're a no-birth nation of animals. And that's really a front that's taken place, and people are making sure that animals are spayed and neutered.
But we are seeing a lot fewer animals in shelters than in years past.
Absolutely.
And what accounts for that?
Well, it's interesting. There's two big things. One, the spay and neutering. Two, Two words. Say this after me. Dog whisperer. Cesar Millan, the dog training celebrity, Cesar. And you might not have read his dog whispering books and his television shows and everything else. He's really thrust rescue dogs into the spotlight. So on his website, he regularly promotes rescue dogs, the joy of rehabilitating dogs. He has very dramatic dog rescues, and it's really in the trend of adopting strays and rescuing. So that's the good news. However, we got to look at the other side, which really talks about pit bulls and pit bull mixes. And they really make up a large percentage of the animals that go into shelters every year and those that are euthanized. And that's a problem because more pit bulls are killed than any other breed. And while they do account for 60% of fatal dog attacks, Rottweilers coming in second with 14%. The fatal attacks are really rare on other dogs and animals, but it's very difficult when you have a pit bull that isn't trained, and a lot of those are then given to shelters. So if you have a dog, you must train that dog. But we're really glad to see that very few fewer dogs are going into shelters and cats as well.
We're talking with our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, about rescuing pets, and there are some big myths in this discussion of rescue animals which need to be dispelled. So let's talk about these.
Yes. One of them is that there's a misconception that animals end up in shelters because they're abused or something's wrong. But a lot of times people just can't take care of them. And there's also a misconception that shelters don't treat the animals wrong. Well, let me just tell you, I was visiting a shelter recently. They are brimming with happy, healthy dogs just waiting to be taken home. They give vaccinations. They do neutering. They do the spaying. They give medical care. I mean, those are very important things to think about. So look at adopting a dog. It's very important.
And I understand that right here in Pittsburgh, we have some real true animal rescuers who have become true heroes. Tell us about that.
We really do. This is a group that's called Pittsburgh Aviation Animal Rescue Team. They've been involved in numerous rescues. They're a group of animal lovers, pilots, and volunteers, and they provide air transportation for at-risk animals. It's so great. So they actually go, they provide food to shelters that are running out of food. They rescue animals that are in harm's way. They take them to their owners. They've really become just real local heroes. And that's a great story too.
Well, it's been good to talk about. This is heartwarming to hear about pets being rescued, especially when we see that there is an increase in pet adoption and less euthanizing of pets. Thanks for bringing us this particular bit of news. Rebecca Harris, who is a director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University and our business contributor. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Paul.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. And be sure to tune in to the program tomorrow when we bring you a special interview with Diane Rehm, host, of course, of the Diane Rehm Show, heard weekdays at 10 a.m. on 90.5 WESA. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening.